6 and love addict.
Wow, really grateful to be here. I'm never in this area, so it's nice to see new faces in this program. I've been doing SLA for a little over 3 years, and it's been a fucking crazy ride. I'm also an artist, and so this is really resonating with me, the name of the title. For me, my sex and love addiction was all entangled in everything. Like, the reasons why I got into art in the first place, right? It was for the validation, right? I was a musician, a singer, a guitarist, and getting that kind of validation on stage and off stage because of that was something that was just so extremely just hot. I was just high all the time. With the validation for me and the love addiction specifically, I couldn't see anything clearly in my life. I didn't understand if a relationship was healthy for me or not healthy for me. If someone was giving me attention, that's all I really needed. I got in multiple physically abusive relationships, emotionally abusive relationships, relationships where I couldn't tell anybody because of like just how upset everyone would be getting back with someone, breaking up with them, getting back with them, telling my friends one story of like, poor me, like she treats me so bad. And then it's like, on the other hand, I would always get back with her, right? Things like that, which is the perfect example of like how this addiction would create this whole entangling life for me of like why I would continue to act out in ways. For me, in every relationship I've been in, I've cheated on them, right? Because of this addiction and the rationalization behind it, it's like, okay, this is something acceptable. I can do this. I have no problem with this because it's like, they treat me bad or my life sucks or my parents treat me like shit or whatever the reason is. My addiction wants, I don't want to feel these feelings I'm having. So I run and I go find love in someone else's arms, or I put all of my love in someone that isn't emotionally unavailable. Mm. And that started since fucking, I don't know, like middle school, high school, you know what I mean? I decided to come into this program because I had gotten sober in AA, and after a year of that sobriety, I cheated on like someone I really loved, and I'm just like, and then something started coming up within me, and I was like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I need to get out of this relationship. Like, there was nothing wrong with her, but I felt something like this powerlessness, like, come, and I was like, I need to have sex with as many people as possible. I need to like cash in all the open doors that I have. I don't know. I just need something to fill this void, because I had a void in my soul that was getting bigger and bigger. And like AA helped me stop doing heroin and meth and drinking alcohol, but like there was still this void. And when I would share it at those meetings, people were like, shut the fuck up, like, you're having so much sex, like, you're your problem, like, and I didn't know where to go, because I was feeling so empty. And so I came to these rooms and I was like, you know, to the 30-day withdrawal, no contact with that girl. Came back after the 30 days and she had been starting to see someone else. And for me, that rejection, like, I have never experienced rejection like that before. I'd always leave people before they left me. So to be in that space of vulnerability, my addiction just like really just supercharged, turbo boosted. And in these rooms, like, I couldn't stop acting. I would come to these rooms and I'd be like, I can't stop, you know, I can't stop messaging all these girls. I can't stop going on these dates. Can't stop having sex with strangers. Like, and it was okay. No one was judging me. No one was being like, dude, what the fuck? Like, you're coming to these rooms and you're fucking up. Like, it was just like, yeah, man, just keep coming back. And like, that's what I needed to hear. And yeah, I was talking to Anne earlier about like, for me, like the withdrawal experience didn't save me at all. It was the steps that really did. When I jumped into the steps and I did the work, when I got into the amends section, I was like, my life doesn't have to look like this anymore, right? I had this spiritual experience of like, wow, like, I don't have to be this way anymore. and it gave me a peace I'd never felt before. For me, I truly believe the withdrawal was just an experience and an opportunity for me to start like understanding what I'd love to do, what I want to do, what's my highest self, like what does Roberto want to look like, and who does he want to be, right? That's what it was, because I was always so obsessed with different relationships or whatever the case may be. With the withdrawal, I now had time to think about like who I wanted to be. But yeah, another beautiful experience that happened to me in SLA was, talk about like being an artist, right? During the withdrawal, during trying to get sober, I wasn't doing anything for my art. I didn't know what the fuck it even meant, what my art even was all about. You know, I looked at the songs I'd make and I was like, this is all about women. And I'm just like, I miss you so much. And it's like, what is even my art without that? I decided to just not focus on that and just like really focus on bettering myself. And during the steps, like I found this new passion buildup of like, you know, of acting. And I like, it's, you know, this is a huge city with that. And like, it's overwhelming. I'm a little tiny fish. But I was like, you know what? This is what I'm passionate for. Like in the withdrawal, I was like, what am I actually wanting to do? Right? Rather than this idea of like what I should be doing. Right? Like, I find myself naturally like taking photographs. I love just taking photographs. No one's telling me to do that. I just love doing that. Also acting and like being like different accents or whatever the fuck. Like, I love doing that. No one's telling me to do that. So I'm going to pursue that. Right? Like, people were telling me like, oh, like you need to be like a musician and all this stuff. But it's like, I was having this spiritual resistance to it, because every time I would start making music and stuff, it would activate some part of me that was like, fuck, I miss this yearning feeling. I miss this feeling of like this limerence. And it's just like, it wasn't working for me anymore, moving into recovery. And once I did the steps, like my life blew up with like acting in a way that I have never been able to just like imagine. And it's something that is like, they talk about like the cash and prizes of this programs or whatever. And it's like, I know it's 100% because of this program, because I've been able to emotionally be available to like be true to myself and like understand my limits and like what doesn't work for me, what does work for me, being open and honest about things, about my addiction to people. And the girl, when I first came into the rooms, I ended things with her so then I can focus on this program. And it was like 7 to 8 months, 2 minutes, perfect. And then after the steps and the withdrawal, we came back naturally together, and the relationship had completely changed. The way that I showed up, the way that she showed up, because she had done work on herself at the time. And it's like a beautiful relationship, and we're engaged now. And that's like something that I when I let that relationship go, I was not being like, okay, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna get back together, and it's gonna be all good. Like, I was like, I don't know what the fuck God wants for me. I don't know. But I know that if I like have faith in the steps and I have faith in this program, everything will work out. And like, that for me was like, and then my higher power is like, okay, that's true. You know, here you go. And it's like, it's fucking great. I don't realize like how jumping in to this like the idea of SLA and like this abyss, you know, and just landing on some just feathers, and it's everything's safe down there, you know. It's like I couldn't take that plunge, because it's like, if I didn't talk to another girl, I was gonna die. If I didn't have sex, like my dick was gonna fall off. Like, these were the thoughts I was having, and it's like, none of that is true. My addiction really just like makes me believe things. But if I just like have faith in a power greater than myself of like, no matter what's happening in my life, it's still okay. Then it becomes okay, because it is. So it's just, I would just, if you heard anything today, it would just be like, you know, everyone's journey in this program is different, but to be able to like confront yourself in a way that's loving with a power greater than yourself, I think your life can be endless and limitless. So, thanks for letting me share.